Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Happening. Thank you guys for hanging out. What do we do? I have Brothers Osborne on the Bobbycast this week. It's fantastic. I mean, they get really personal. TJ talks about his story. John talks about his. And I've known them for a bit. I've never heard them be so open and candid in an interview. It's an hour long. I've never heard them do an interview that long. So I hope you guys check out the Bobbycast. Here is John Osborne. John's the one with the beard. John opened up about having a breakdown that led him to drop out of a tour in 2019. Here you go.
At the end of 2019, I had a pretty epic meltdown, just like it was really, really bad. I got to the point where it was suicidal, and I ended up with tinnitus ringing in my ears.
At the time when this is happening, we're on tour with like this dream lineup with Alison Krauss, Bonnie Raitt, and Willie Nelson.
Our three favorite artists, period, of all time, top three. And I had a meltdown, and I couldn't do it anymore. I broke down.
I pulled out of the tour, which was like Farm Aid. I mean, all these like really huge, this like huge moment.
Fortunately, through the love of my family and my wife and friends and the people that we work with, our management was amazing. The label was amazing. Jay Joyce, our producer, was amazing. They're like, stop everything. We're done for a month. Go take care of yourself. And I did that. I'm so glad that I made it through because not everyone does.
So the interview is fantastic. I just can't say enough about how good those guys are. Search for the Bobbycast. It will be going up in a bit, like half an hour or so, that you can check that out when it's up this weekend. Make it your listen. They did a story on celebrities who are surprisingly short. Ray did not make the list, bud.
5'6".
He's not surprisingly short. Maybe everyone knows.
That's the first time he's just straight up owned the 5'6".
Which makes me think he's 5'5".
No, he's 5'6", and we're getting there, because sometimes he's like 5'6 and a half, 5'7".
Rob Schneider's 5'3".
You can do it.
He is?
That's wild, huh?
That is surprising.
Avril Lavigne's 5'2". Reese Witherspoon's 5'1". Nick Jonas is 5'6".
He is?
He's that little?
Wow.
That's Ray's size.
That's little.
Shania Twain's 5'4". But like a woman at 5'4", to me, doesn't feel like it's that short.
But you said Reese was 5'1".
Yeah, that's really short.
Kevin Hart's 5'2".
I guess I can see that. That is so crazy.
5'2"?
That's Reese Witherspoon, basically.
Oh, interesting.
That's Tom Cruise in there?
No, because he's, I guess, known to be short.
Oh.
Kourtney Kardashian is 5 feet tall.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah.
Billy Joel, 5'5", and Lady Gaga, 5'1". The Kourtney Kardashian to me is the most surprising one, that she's only 5 foot. Like she's almost 4 foot.
Yeah.
She's almost in the 4 foot range.
Aren't they all kind of tallish, or maybe this heels?
But not her. I mean, that's why I always knew she was like the shorter one, but not that short.
A woman accidentally buys identical lottery tickets and splits the jackpot with herself.
Must be nice.
She accidentally purchased two tickets for the same lottery with the same numbers. She will now split a $305,000 jackpot with herself. Ugh. Researchers from USC say the laugh cry emoji is still the most popular emoji across the globe, even though younger people think it's played out.
I love it.
I use the sideways one, though, now.
Ooh, I can't get myself to do that.
Why?
It just feels too young.
Oh, really? I use that, and then I do dead with the skull.
Yeah. Dead? That's too funny. You're dead?
Like, I'm dead.
That's what the kids do.
I do that one a little bit. I do dead. Sometimes I hit them with the old. I guess it just depends the age of the person I'm texting with.
There you
with.
Go. I've never seen the skull before from you.
If I'm texting with Eddie, I just mail him a letter with it. I drew it, and I mail it to him.
Because it's old school.
Yeah, it's old school. The $28 million bidder who bid the money to fly to space with Jeff Bezos is not going to go.
Why?
The person is asked to stay anonymous, but scheduling conflicts will take the spot.
Oh,
he's too busy.
He's going to take a spot on another mission, but yeah.
Oh, so he'll go another time.
They say. An 18-year-old recent high school graduate is going to be going. Mm. He was a participant in the original auction, was bumped up when the seat became open. His dad is extremely rich.
That makes sense.
Mila Kunis talked Ashton Kutcher out of going to space. He wanted to go up with the Virgin Galactic and Richard Branson. And she was like, I don't want you to do that. So he didn't.
Oh, man. And then you see it come back successfully and you're like, oh, could have been on that.
A 65-inch TV that costs $100,000 and rolls up like a piece of paper is finally coming to the U.S. next month.
What? Looks awesome. How is that even possible?
Looks so cool.
LG will sell its $100,000 rollable LG Signature OLED R 65-inch 4K TV in the U.S.
Okay.
It has an OLED screen, OLED, OLED. I don't know how you say that. But it's amazing. It's got Alexa built into it. It tucks into an aluminum housing unit when not in use, but you can roll it up when you're not playing video games or watching movies.
Okay. So you're in the boardroom, right, and somebody pitches this. The question is, why would you want to roll up a TV like a piece of paper?
Well, the question is, it's space.
What?
Space, room.
So you watch it and then you roll it up at the end of the day?
Take it with you places.
How many times have you taken your TV?
Well, I can't because I can't roll it up.
Yeah.
Good point. It's like you're going to a tailgate, you grab your blanket, which is rolled up, and you put your TV under the arm, boom, there you go.
But I mean, we have like a projector with the roll-up screen, and sometimes we take that outside. And like have
but
a little movie
is,
night.
This is regular size TV,
but yeah,
65 inches. That's a big TV.
But
you
I mean.
You can take it with you, Eddie, wherever you go.
You can, tailgates, camping.
Room to room.
Hotels.
That have TVs.
You're going to take it to a hotel.
to play video games. Some of them have old, you can't plug into the back of them. It's all blocked. I wouldn't know that, but except I've done it.
Dude, just to think they had this conversation in boardrooms, like, I don't like it. And then everyone arguing about it.
But you said, why would you? And
yeah. No, I think this is a great argument.
I feel like everyone in that boardroom, though, is like, yeah, when can we put it out? This is amazing. This is the future.
Just depends on how much it costs to make.
And obviously then, a lot.
They probably made like two of them.
Right.
Mac and cheese ice cream sells out 2,000 pints within an hour.
Did we
try to order any of this? We tried. And it was sold out.
The backstory is on ordering this. I went online at the moment it was announced. Completely crashed. Site wasn't functioning. Couldn't get anything to happen. Spinning wheel of death. I emailed the lady who runs the whole thing. And I was like, hey, can I buy this? Just send it to us. And she said, yeah, but you'll get it next week. And that doesn't work for our schedule.
Okay. Well, when we get it, we put it in the freezer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There we go. MTV is bringing back MTV Cribs. But do young people even know what Cribs was? Morgan, you know what Cribs is?
Yeah, I watched Cribs. I mean, I don't remember like who hosted it, but I remember seeing like in the celebrities' houses.
No host, I don't think. I think it was a camera and the person whose crib it was hosted it.
Yeah.
Unless occasionally there was a different one, but I don't think there was a host.
I don't believe there was a host. I think the camera follows them around their house. They show up and they're the host because it's their house.
But they faked so much of it in the old ones.
It was so cool.
People would like rent cars from friends.
Oh, really?
Take cars from friends, fake houses sometimes. Oh, man. Hopefully this time it's all legit, but I would just be worried that people are like, let me watch Cribs. Come and see how that house is laid out, and maybe I'll get me something. You know?
Yeah.
Shows the layout of the house. Lunchbox suggested a segment about something we should send him to do. Because I think in the fall, we're going to send him to Crater of Diamonds State Park to look for diamonds, right? Because he thinks he can find a diamond. And
be awesome.
Right. But he has another thing that he wants to do. Would you like to share with Amy?
Yeah, Amy. So there's a steakhouse in Las Vegas They have a $20,000 steak. I think we send me to taste the steak and see if it's worth $20,000. Because, A, this is going to kill two birds with one stone. A, I'm going to make the news because everyone's going to cover the story.
But we don't care about that.
You do.
You don't.
We don't.
But you want to get the Bobby Bones Show name out there? Send me to do this, and the Bobby Bones Show will be mentioned in every publication worldwide.
Worldwide.
I have an idea, Bones. So we don't pay for it. He goes.
Well, No.
How are we going to get this money?
Yeah, exactly. It's $20,000.
A lot of money.
Okay. This trip sponsored by whoever.
Listeners?
Whoever.
Toyota Cool Springs.
I think it'd be better if he went, ordered it, and then ate some of it and says, I don't like it. I'm not paying for
this. I want
a
refund.
And makes a whole deal out of it.
That's a bit.
Right?
Well, yeah, but he's going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, but that's the bit. How does he get out of it?
No, dine and dash. What do you say?
Throw a roach on it.
Take a hair. Lay it in there.
I'm not paying for this.
I'm sure you have to pay this before you get it, right?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. So you think we should do this, right?
I don't. It says, Vegas restaurant Wally's serves up the most expensive steak ever sold, a $20,000, 195-day, dry-aged, 60-ounce porterhouse topped with shaved black truffles.
Man, guys, we could do this.
I don't have no interest in this bit. And you going to eat good
it's
steak.
It's all you. It's all everything you want.
No,
I can get a massage by 11 people at once.
You pay for it.
You pay for it, and I'll tell you how it went.
I'm doing something for the show, but no. Okay.
That's not doing something for the show. You know, that's you wanting to do something for you.
No, I'm trying to get that name out there.
Here is voicemail Taylor and her 5-year-old from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
We just watched Breaking Bobby Bones, and she finally had a face to put with your name, and she wanted to say something to you, so here's Tatum.
I love your musical.
Did you say she loved the musical?
I don't.
That's
think
what
so.
Breaking Bobby Bones should be if we do another season.
Maybe musical.
The musical.
You just sing it right.
I'm now up in a tree. It's so high to me. I could fall to my death. Then we'd all get sad. Except me, because I'd be dead.
Oh, man, I thought you were about to say, you know, what rhymes with sad is dad, and you're going to make
there.
A joke there.
You could
Amy,
do one
you
got to
bring that up. Jeez.
Well, no.
Amy's always bringing it up.
What? Bring up that he have a dad.
I am not. I thought that's where you were going to go.
I guess I'll mention, too, and no spoilers, right, Mike?
No.
Mike finished Loki. Who's anybody watching Loki in here?
Mm-mm.
Morgan, did you watch it?
I haven't watched the finale yet, no.
I haven't either. That's why I'm nervous about talking about it. Or should we be nervous about you talking about this?
No.
Okay.
I just think it's a great series that even if you're not into the Marvel Universe or have seen any of those movies, you can watch it and enjoy.
Really?
And I really like the finale.
Oh, see, he mentioned the finale.
He said he liked the finale.
But
I'm okay with that.
Don't
I can
even say anything about it.
I can say if you like it or don't like it. But don't say.
No, he
didn't
it's
say.
Not what
he didn't say
expecting.
I liked it because it just wasn't what was showing the whole time. Like something new happened. I want to tell you. He said he liked it.
That's scary, man. I'm never going to mention a finale ever.
Thanks.
Okay.
And we appreciate you giving us
You're
that.
You're welcome.
I think that's it. I think I went through my entire packet of information for today. Ray, how long was this post show?
17.
Yeah, pretty good.
13.
Ah, pretty bad.
Oh.
It quickly changes. You guys have a great weekend. Hope it's awesome. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, friends.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.